drops of mercy turn bright. Shine all around the private in my night. Jesus, light of the world.
Amen. On this third Sunday of Advent, Sunday joy, we'll take that text, good news about our God. Good news about our God. Let us pray. Search for God. Try me. Well, you know my weaknesses. You know my damn bones. I'm sinner just like everyone in here. I'm not worthy to preach your word, but I thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Give me that clarity of mind, of sight, and speech so that this word might be plain, because somebody needs some inspiration this morning. And Lord, you know how weak I am. How life has beaten me down. But I'm calling on you one more time, oh Lord, to give me the strength. And because you've done it before, I know you'll do it again. And I give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Good news about our God. Every morning when I pick up and read my Bible, yes, I even read it on Sunday morning before I worship. In fact, it was at 4:45 this morning. I read the word even when I know I have to preach for on each and every occasion. There's something wonderful, something marvelous I find in those pages that have been passed down from generation to generation. And as one who follows the numbers on Christianity in this land, when I read about the God that I know, it makes me wonder why so many who don't work on Sunday and claim they love the Lord only show up when they feel like it. Why so many who show up are not even engaged? For if God did so much for you, why don't you share your God with others? God gave all of us gifts. Then why do so many of us fail to use what God has given us to bring a little bit of kingdom of God earth? Oh, I know the devil has served up a banquet table full of distractions. I understand the financial burdens many of us carry, for many family and friends have carried us through things that we may not have deserved. But God woke us up. God put clothes on our back and food on the table. God made a way when there was no way. God opened up windows when men closed up doors. God has done so much. And God can do so many more things in our life if we just trust God. And if we believe that word is in our name, hope. Well, your pastor loves to listen to podcasts, especially while working out in the gym. And I just finished a series called Reclaiming Jesus. But you know, the religious right has hijacked our faith. They speak and say many things I don't believe. And then many people in the United States think they speak for all Christians. They say we hateful, we greedy, we hypocrites. And see, that's why Jim Wallace wrote that book, Christ in Crisis. And that's why he did that podcast. But see, there are a lot of Christians like me who don't embrace slavehold religion, who don't embrace the Americanization of Christianity, or the theology of many of our churches that keeps our minds enslaved. Jim Wallace has his own interpretation on Hebrews 11:2. First, he substitutes hope for faith and goes on to say that, I sent it to the deacons, and some of y'all might see it on church Facebook page. Hope is believing in spite of the evidence, and then watching the evidence change. Somebody missed it, but I gotta say that again. Hope is believing in spite of the evidence and then watching the evidence change. And if I could just park there for a moment, there were times in all of our lives, there were times in the life of this church where there was no evidence because of the same God that this text is talking about. We've seen the evidence change in our lives and in the church. Or somebody was on their deathbed and God changed the evidence. Somebody didn't know how to help themselves and God changed the evidence. Or there was a time when there was no water on the inside. God changed the evidence. There were times when we didn't know when our second next meal was coming from. God changed the evidence. I don't know what hell your life might be lacking evidence this morning, but let the God of our text this morning change the evidence in your life. Our text comes from the book of Psalms. And I admit that when I was working all day, every day, it was easy when I needed a sermon to preach from Psalms. In fact, I preached myself so much of Psalms, I preached myself out. And preached myself out and saw this text, and at first I didn't even look at it. But God spoke, and I listened. And because I did, I found something that can help me. But many times when I preach, I know y'all think I'm preaching to you, when the truth is, I'm preaching to myself. For I live in the same world that you live in. I got more haters than most now. People who want to see me down. People who want to see me broke. People who even might ask you, why do you go and listen to that crazy man on Sunday morning? See, if you're worked up about the wrong thing when it comes to Christmas, but it's not about Santa, it's about the gift under the manger. Let God change the evidence. Your money might be funny, your change might be strange. Let God change the evidence. No happiness or joy in your life. God, let God change the evidence and give you real joy. Joy this world didn't give you, and joy this world can't take away. All the Psalms. The early hymn book of the Jewish people. And just like we have our different types of songs or hymns we sing, the Jewish people, they were the same. Because let's just be honest, they were African, and so they enjoyed their music just like we enjoy it. You know, I read Psalm 3 every morning because I got so many haters. I read Psalm 27 because I know where my help comes from. And I read Psalm 30 because the Lord has picked me up more than once. The Lord has healed my body over and over again. See, you heard me say everybody needs a song, but everybody needs a song, and you won't find yours until you read them. But there are all types of songs. A song for help. Is there anybody in here that needs some help this morning? Call on God is a song. Song when the community needs help. New Hope Fellowship, we got a song. Songs of praise. Songs of thanks. Songs of hope. Wisdom songs. Instructional songs. Songs that were sung when the people entered the temple. With so many types of songs, the Lord is saying, Pastor Edno, do a Bible study on the song. Psalm 146 is a psalm of praise. Let's see what the psalmist is praising God about. The first thing is hope. Think I talked about hope enough. It's only one word, so it ain't going to stay up on the screen long. Write it down if you want it. I just go straight to the text. And verse 5 gets right to the point. The person whose help is in the God of Jacob. So you got to know where your help comes from. Your help does not come from your pastor. All this pastor does is point you to God. Your help doesn't come from your job. I didn't say quit, but it was God that gave you the job. It was God that gave you the ability to do the job. And when your job fails, says the God of Jacob. And see, that's their way of saying your mother and father, your grandmothers and your grandfathers. But things for them were worse than they are for us. But the Lord was their help, and you need to let the Lord be your help. Verse 5 goes on to say, the person whose hope rests in the Lord their God. See, the evidence you're waiting on, you can't rush it. You can't fake it. The text says, let your hope rest in God. That's saying you got to wait on God. But God does things when God wants to do it. Sometimes God takes a long time. And sometimes because God wants to make a statement, God moves quickly. But that's what God did for New Hope Fellowship. We rested our hope in God. And God moved us quickly from a tight spot to a broad space. That's why there needs to be some praise in this house. That's why there needs to be a lot of thanks in this house for the evidence of God showing up quickly. And we should show our thanks by doing more than just showing up on Sunday morning. The evidence of God showed up so that we can do something. And I love how the verse closes. Because when your help is in God, when your hope rests in God, you're not just happy. You're truly happy. Oh, people used to ask me, how can you smile when people cuss you out all day long? Well, my help was in God, and my hope rests in the Lord. People ask me, how could you go back to preaching after giving all you could and you were still showing the door? Well, my happiness didn't come from having the title of pastor. My happiness, even though I'm missing, does not come from the title of pharmacist. See, some of you been to my home and seen all those awards and titles I've been given. Awards and titles don't give you happiness. People will forget about what you've done in a heartbeat. And I will admit last week, I had a bad week. I was depressed. I was ready to give up. In fact, I told God, Lord, incline me to glory right now. But when I read this verse and remembered all the evidence, I can stand here this morning truly happy because my help comes from God and my hope rests in God. Oh, don't depend on things mortal for help. But when you want true happiness, let your hope rest in God. Our text teaches us one more thing. Who this God is. Church, we come here every Sunday. We talk about how we love God. We talk about how we serve God. Notice I said we talk. For how many hours of the week do you give God? And remember, there are 168 hours in every week. How much of your money do you give back to God? Lord, don't be quiet. But you know, all of us making more money than we ever have made, and God made it possible. Listen to the psalmist as he says who God is. God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them. See, so everything you see, things that you don't see, everything you need, the air to breathe, the sun to see, the fuel for your cars and to heat your home, the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the materials for this building, the car you drive, the home you live in, the place you work, the clothes you wear, everything, everything, including us. I said everything is here because God made it. So not only do we should have a lot of praise for God, we need to deal with better taking care of this home called earth that God has given us. But we're messing up the environment. Pollution, global warming, and climate change, they are theological issues that as Christians we need to address politically. We dishonor God when we destroy what God has made. When the Bible said God gave us dominion, that was God saying, taking care of the earth. And if God was to give us a grade this morning on how we took care of creation, God would give us an F. Right here in New Hope Fellowship, we're going to start recycling. I ain't saying throw away anything we got there, but we're going to cut back on the use of plastic that's polluting the sea. We're going to do everything, pay for all that stuff. Just not throw it in the dump, throw it in the ocean. We're killing God's creation. But I love how this verse flows. For God is faithful. Now, the sun, the star, the moon, and the earth, after all these years, they're still in place. That's the faithfulness of Almighty God. Think, take the time and think about what God has done for you. The God we serve is faithful forever. So if you're feeling down this morning, or you know, whenever the world knocks you down, I'm preaching this for myself. The God we serve is faithful forever. Somebody needs to say amen. Somebody needs to say thank you, Lord. So somebody needs to give God some praise for being faithful forever. Faithful. And then our God gives justice to people who are oppressed. How y'all remember? How many of y'all remember Richard Pryor? He said he went to the court looking for justice and found just us. Well, God gives justice. We just got the rest in the hope. That's why it's good to read the Bible and see how God delivered things. It's good to see how God went in the fire with those three black boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God delivered us from slavery. God brought us through the dark night of the KKK. God brought us through imposition and nullification. And just like God has, God will bring justice for us. God will bring justice for those in the concentration camps in this land. God will bring justice to the men, women, boys, and girls who are wrongly incarcerated. God will, I said, God will bring justice. God will bring bread to the starving. That's real easy for God to do. In fact, there would be fewer hungry if we didn't throw away so much food. See, stop loading up on all them so-called deals and get me when I get to sell them. They got all this stuff, 10 for $10 or 10 for $1, something, you know. And in months, you got to throw that food away. If you load it up on stuff, bring some of it here. For our food pantry is going to become a reality. See, it just takes a few of us to give back some of the time that God has given us. The Lord will set prisoners free, not just those in jail. But God is going to set free prisoners just like you and me. For all of us in prison by some type of thing. Some of us prisoners of debt. Some of us prisoners of chemical. Some of us prisoners of I can't help myself. Some of us prisoners of not loving ourselves. God set some prisoners free in this house this morning. Show up here to God. For God is a God who makes the blind see. The physically blind and those who are spiritually blind also. In fact, spiritual blindness has taken over this land. Come and give us sight, Lord. Straighten out those who are bent over. Bent over because of health reasons. Bent over because they've been beaten down. Straighten them out, Lord, so they can stand tall. Straighten them out, Lord, so they can hold their heads up high. Straighten them out, Lord, so they can lift their eyes to the hills where their help comes from. And I'm glad the Lord loves the righteous because I try to be righteous. No, I don't always get it right. But if you want to be loved like I want to be loved, try to be righteous. And here comes the verse. A lot of folks who call themselves Christians need to read. But this verse is part of the overarching story of the Bible. The Lord protects the immigrants. So if you go along with locking up immigrants, if you believe in separating families, if you believe after using them up, you can deport them back to a certain death, you are in direct opposition to Almighty God. And as a nation, we're going to have to answer to God, because immigrants are to be protected. See, too many people following messed up ideologies that have learned to perverted theology because we don't know who God is. See, and we fail to read and understand the Bible for ourselves. The same holds true for widows. The same for orphans. See, the same holds true for anybody who is down and out. See, if we can give tax cuts to the 1%, if we can give out corporate welfare, God demands that there be welfare for the poor, that there be food stamps, Social Security, and Medicaid. It hurts my heart when I see Christians rejoicing over the cuts made to PEP programs for the poor. And it hurts God, for God helps the poor. I love how this verse ends. But God makes the way of the wicked twist and turn. God's doing it. Well, that's why y'all see so much lack. And show your tape and say, no, I ain't say that. It's on the tape. That's why you see so much looking and crooked. See, God is setting it right before us. We just have to let God open our spirits and blinded eyes so that we can see. But the good news is, even when our help is not in the Lord, even when our hope rests in things that do not last, the Lord will rule forever. Do you know that God would rule, church? Not just rule, but forever and forever. Our God will rule from one generation to the next. But Jesus was at creation. And then Jesus showed up on this earth after 42 generations. That's generation to generation. And because he stepped down from glory, because he put on human flesh and showed up on the backside of Bethlehem. That's the projects of the day. That's one part of the preparation Advent is about. And as hard as it seems, God did it to show how much God loved us, because Jesus came to die. Jesus came to climb up Calvary's hill. He came to suffer and die on that old rugged cross. But the good news is that early on the third day, God got Jesus up with power, and he reigns forever in glory. Make sure your help is in the God of Jacob. Let your hope rest in the Lord your God. And know that by reading your Bible, know that by calling on God in prayer, you will know who God truly is. Not just at Christmas, but every day in your life. And if you know that, the God I serve, I said the God I serve, God will. You know what I'm talking about? God will make everything. I said everything. All right. So there's no evidence of help. Let God change the evidence about your help. Let God change the evidence about your deliverance. Let God change the evidence about some help. Let God change some evidence about less coming in than going out. Let God change the evidence what the world sees. Let God change the evidence that God's will come. Let God change the evidence that things will work out. Let God change the evidence that everybody will be treated all right. Let the evidence show up that God's kingdom will come to this earth. Let the evidence show that your emptiness will be filled up. Let God, I said that God, show up. Show the evidence, and I'm a witness this
spoil it all. Is there anybody here that knows that God will? I said God will. God will take care of you. God will provide for you. He'll provide you every need. Are you all happy this morning? I'm full of the Spirit. I need to sit down because I'm done. But God will. God will. God will. God will change the evidence. And that's the good news. The good news. I said the good news about the God we serve. Amen. Amen. Amen.